Grasping the Mystery. Despite their belief in randomness, scientists regularly refer to the structure of the atom. Spiral nebulae form a recognizable pattern that one can harmlessly call a design. And with this in mind, the whole messy issue of design, pattern, form, structure can be clarified as follows. The universe owes its existence to the emergence of order from chaos. The wrestling match between form and the formless is still with us throughout the universe. Modern physics is based on random processes devoid of purpose and meaning. We don't ask a question like, "What does gravity mean on Jupiter?" And yet human life, including the pursuit of science, has purpose and meaning. Where did those come from? Without a doubt, the language of mathematics exhibits every quality of design: balance, harmony, symmetry, and some would say, beauty. In Chinese calligraphy, the ability to draw a perfect circle with one stroke of the brush is the mark of a master, and art connoisseurs see beauty in the achievement. Electrons, at least for the lowest orbits, travel in a perfect circle around the nucleus of an atom. Isn't that a beautiful design, too? The following are all examples of helixes, or spirals, in nature: the shell of a chambered nautilus, the pattern of seeds in a sunflower, and the structure of DNA. Which ones qualify as a design? Some? All? Or none? A science that depends totally on randomness to explain the universe falls far short. Inside the rational activity of science, there is still much to argue over, because intelligence and design are tangled in the same ball of yarn that makes the universe so mysterious. We'll try to unravel the snarl without any agenda, but this will take the exposure of some hidden agendas along the way. We accept Bohr and Heisenberg's insight, which was quite brilliant, that nature displays the properties an observer happens to be looking for. This notion certainly pertains to design. Nothing about a rose, the rich crimson color, the velvety texture or sharp thorn, the sumptuous fragrance, exists without an observer. Yet your mind can hold a gorgeous red rose in full bloom because the human brain transforms or translates raw data into sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. There isn't even any light in the world without someone to see it, because photons have no brightness on their own. Deep within the pitch-black recesses of the visual cortex, purely chemical and electrical impulses traveling along the optic nerve are transformed into light. The fact that the brain is totally dark while the world is full of light could be called the mystery of mysteries, and we're not quite ready to tackle that one yet. For the moment, we'll stay with the tie that binds observer and observed. If it takes the brain to process the raw material of nature and turn it into a beautiful red rose, is the same processing also creating design? Clearly the answer is yes. When a caterpillar is chewing on a rose, it can destroy its beauty in an hour. But the beauty of the rose that the caterpillar takes away was put there by human beings. To an insect that preys on roses, a flower is just food. It's not really the brain that creates beauty, but the mind. Someone who is violently allergic to roses might consider them too great a nuisance to be beautiful. Such a person presumably has the same brain mechanisms as Pierre-Joseph Redouté, a famous painter of roses during the time of Napoleon. But their mindset isn't the same. And if roses are beautiful only because the human mind finds beauty in them, does the same hold true for the entire cosmos? Putting the question this way seems innocent enough, but it has explosive implications. One camp that gets particularly agitated is known as naive realism. In scientific arguments, the naive realists are the great defenders of common sense. using reality as it is given, to buttress their position. The word naive isn't meant to be pejorative. It's just the opposite of overthinking. Here are two givens that apply to the human brain, for example. Every thought is accompanied by the firing of neurons. Many thoughts contain information, such as 1 plus 1 equals 2. No one would dispute these facts, and according to naive realists, observing neural activity on a brain scan is enough to tell you that the brain creates the mind, that the brain is basically a computer made of meat, to use an unlovely description that is popular in the field of artificial intelligence, and that every enigma posed by the brain can be solved by examining its physical structure and operation.